take that much money.
We can
we, you may want to get into a position where we help the channel some money, but not the way we did it before.
No, sir. No, sir. We went down a bad trail there, and all it did was subsidize a lot of public relations agents.
A lot of it went to do what we wanted done, but it isn't the right business for us to be in, and it sure as hell isn't putting your money.
No, sir. We need our own money for our own purposes.
You just can't do it.
How do we handle it? How are you handling it?
Well, we just put them off.
We put Baker off once before.
We've made the point, basically, that other people, depending on what the substance is, are more than happy to talk with these guys on their political points that we want to do. But that you must not be in the position of meeting with anybody on political matters. We're going to have John Mitchell call in.
Yeah.
To say, I'll talk to you about politics.
Yeah.
The president won't.
Yeah. He's going to stay away from these campaigns. These political campaigns. He can't get into the end of it. He wants to be, do this, and then he's trying to stay one step removed from the damn thing. I'm handling the campaign. Now, what is it, Howard, you want? And the same with Bobby Griffin. There's a goddamn thing I can do for Griffin about Michigan politics. Ass up there. Bobby's a good man, but I don't want to get into it. I have to get past all this, and I really want to get down to. I talked to Mitchell about it. Mitchell does everything he wants. Where we did what we say, we know how to do something. According to Bob Dole, I don't think he's swimming high in Michigan. Thinking of a constitutional amendment, Griffin called.
Well, he blasted this judge,
Roth,
who's sort of curious, so what's going on television now, defending his decision.
Sure.
And Griffin just hit out the other way and said, he says if the election were held today, he'd get
65%
of the vote. It's all cranked up. And he's probably right. Because that's Michigan is the kind of place with their racial problems.
Oh,
where people would be scared shit.
Bob, busing is a hell of a good issue for us. But
sure.
We can't do it simply by saying the president's against it. We've got to do something about it. You raised it already, and whose court is it? Irwin's.
Well, we're still in the position, what can we do about the constitutional amendment?
Right, well, Mitchell's working on that. Well, tell Irwin and I consider it to be of a high priority. They get me to go on the Senate campaigns. Inspector Dulles was pointing out that he's really not doing anything. He's just terribly discouraged.
Yeah.
So on. And of course, there's a hell of a lot of races which are sleepers for us this time, 51. So I've asked Dan to get his study and bring it in. Anybody have any other view on it? For God, did anybody on a light bulb?
No.
Nobody in the staff got it?
No. Nobody.
God, it's awful.
Nobody wants us to lay low or to question Baker. The question is, what can you most effectively do? We got a hell of a problem.
Sure have. Oh, John, you're really looking at it. Because he sees the politics now, you know, which many did not see before. We also suggested to Harry Dent, to make his repercussions of this, that discuss with Mitchell and Dave Ford the idea of setting up a subcommittee of Senate, of the House Campaign Committee for new candidates. Everybody agrees that Wilson's a disaster. There's total confusion of the old candidate. So what about doing? Really charged.
Yeah.
Now we've had this bomb going back to my memory in 1956. Mitchell, we've got to get the son of a bitch out of there now. To put it to Mitchell, say that I just really think that our interest in this case, you know, better candidates could help us. Could help us some. It's worth the fight, but Bob Wilson is and maybe just getting a committee on new kind of candidates and stuff would be a good idea. Chicago.
That's one we can get. That's an area where Rumsfeld would just be effective as hell.
Yeah, terrific.
really could.
Even if they could set it out outside where, but with his knowledge, the other folks' knowledge.
Give Rumsfeld some of a franchise to really get out and recruit, screen, set up, and back. The biggest asset he's got is his sex appeal to other good types. I mean, he has great, like Mitch does, he has great appeal to the kinds of people you want. The Jack Kemps and that kind of people.
That's right. He inspired.
Don's the kind of guy that can sit down with a guy like that, like you used to do.
Yeah.
Get him in a room and sit him down and take him to the mountain.
I could still do it if I had the time.
But you should.
But I must not get into that. Because if I get in, then I've got to support the Baskins.
But Rumsfeld can get out in the country, he can call those people in a little room. And
why don't you give Rumsfeld the task of looking out these things, but doing it through, so that Wilson doesn't come in with the hacks. Now, I have something else I want you to tell you. I want to anticipate this way in advance. I am not this year going to do the television shorts and all the rest and the radio shorts and so forth that Chopper put me through last year. Do you remember that? I don't think we ought to drag ourselves down with that this year.
I completely agree.
I think we could have simple endorsements, but I don't think my time should be used for it. I'm not going to have them in for pictures. Do you agree with that?
Probably all.
Except for incumbents, yes. But now let me give you an example. There are several Southern Democrats like Henderson and others that I want to win. I do not want to support some jackass, Fisher in Texas and the rest, that have no chance.
Yeah.
Now we run through these goddamn idiots, and all it does, and don't let me hurry, it does irritate the incumbent, even though
we said
a lot of it.
Sure.
See my point.
They don't like it at all.
So may I suggest we don't do the pictures? I don't know what you can do, but maybe you have to do it.
Well, no, I'm not sure you do. In the first place, pictures for incumbents, I think you do have to do.
Yeah,
I don't think you can tell a house guy you're
going to. Any of your picture for the other guy, I just don't think we do it.
Well, the reason you do it, those really are not valid pictures anyway, because those are people who don't have any work relationship with you. Incumbents do.
No. You do it. I just think we ought to have a where he wants. You see the line. I just want you to get into a hard line position on all this stuff. Because I can see
you'll probably change that. You'll probably like at convention time agree to do a skill shot with each other.
No, not with the I will not do it with candidates against the Southerners. Now that's the point. I must not do that. Everybody's got to understand that. See, we get then these other guys racing around, and all of a sudden they're asking me about every goddamn old campaign. And I just got to stay out of this. I really have to keep my mind free of it. I really got to do it.
Yep.
So John Ehrlichman and I mentioned you again that the announcement of the Whittier thing should come about the 15th of this month, following on the announcement of the Russian trip.
Shortly on, the Russian announcement.
Yesterday, the Chicago guy was saying that I had her into a reception. My natural inclination to turn it down, except for the fact that he is Chicago, depends on what the reception is. It's enough proof, in that state. Meeting somebody for reception, all right, but it was just meeting 1,000 people, screw it. See, if we don't finish till 10:30,
we won't finish. You've done an awful lot for them by flying out there to be
in
Chicago.
But its reception is free. I mean, for a few. You know what I mean? Just do the best you can. But if it's people that we're going to bring to the White House anyway,
maybe you do that instead of your Illinois state dinner. But that really doesn't take the place of it.
I guess probably our people have been talking, or maybe somebody just found it out. Ziegler told me last night on the way in. All the press is already writing 15 days ago. I saw them do something.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Sure.
I'll go back and figure it out. And Oberdorfer had too. And they quizzed Ron on it yesterday. They said, and, was this the real estate? Ron said, no. In fact, I said, yes, it is. Ron said, no, you had to visit West Virginia. In fact, I said, yes, you did. He had it all down. You had changed planes at Martinsburg or whatever.
Now, what is there?
And you can make the story still in West Virginia, and I think you should.
It's a big story. It's a nice story.
Yeah.
But it,
wow.
And it is significant.
It's one that rides along.
It is significant, Bob. I'm sure it is. You mentioned Osgood. What's he referring to? Is it?
No. No, the one thing he disliked, and a couple others picked up, was, and he jumped on it fairly hard, was your remark about, in some place along the trip, I guess it was in Kalispell, where you said you hoped they could develop some of that area so they could put trailer parks in, and that a trailer park could be well done and be like a motel.
Oh, yeah.
And that scenery's no good if people can't enjoy it. You didn't like that. It's terrible if you would put trailer parks in.
Isn't that something? Environmentalists are absolutely.
I can just remember one. I think that was the only specific negative. He had some positive stuff on the other thing.
We're on the right side of the trailer park.
Most of them who do it in a trailer park. They take their camper.
That's what I mean. How many go and hike in?
Damn few.
Christ almighty, they don't do it.
Backpack, they're not very many.
That's what I mean.
Most of them put their kids in the car and they put a trailer on the back end and put the camping stuff in it.
Henry's bad in his way too over there. But Bill, what is the situation, officer? Just a goddamn impossible problem.
What is it in motivation?
Do they just a feeling like to screw Henry's trip?
No. Talking with
Secretary of State, can't go in the relations. Christ says he can't go there. They die. And that's right now, with regard to the silent time and everything.
They went and got to kill it. They didn't have to go there.
With regard to the presentation, I didn't know about before. F1?
No. They're going to go ahead on the
in the PC the next day, huh?
Connie the next day.
That's right.
Yeah, there's working the group tomorrow, working various groups tomorrow. Groups lined up tomorrow. Right.
Three will be done by the Kraken.
Kraken, Schultz, Stein, Arnie Weber.
I think actually the news time thing is a very neat compromise. Do you feel so or not?
Yes, I do.
I have some second thoughts.
No. The more I think about it, the more I think it's
everybody that wants to hear it will hear it. And they can't say, well, it wasn't on at the time I didn't hear it.
That's right. And who doesn't want to hear it, you haven't pointed right into his.
You haven't escalated it to that point. Also, the 7:30 time works on this. Howard, look, might be a goddamn good time for the future press conferences. There's some, I know. I can come back from China, it'll be prime time for Russia. That's different. Times when that's going to, we'll know when it's a big story, Bob, but other times we know it isn't quite a big story. It's a very interesting thing about the cultural war today. We're going to get down to it. It's like Goldwater. Sometimes through. When frankly, the guys that are supposed to be the great next to people won't open their goddamn yaps. I mean, it's something that Post was talking about.
Reagan
is right. Been great. Just bench can piss on him all he wants, but by God, I rate him all.
Reagan did a beautiful job over the weekend on the China thing again.
Also, this line that they're all using. Right. Not as the line happened. Well,
Nixon is perfectly qualified to do something here.
Yeah.
Why he's qualified, I gave you that before, I heard that. You know, the Lions are very good, qualified because of his experience, qualified because he knows the communists, qualified because he knows the subject, you know, he does his homework, and has his ability, you know, to talk about that, he's met with more, and he's met with more of our heads of government than anybody else. He knows this subject more deeply than any other man. He won't be taken in. He knows, he's tough and strong, and yet conciliatory and subtle. I don't know, and I don't want that in a Victor Lasky column, but I think that's something that Scallop might pump up.
Well, that's one, it isn't just a column, that's a thing you've got to just keep working all the time.
You take that, give that as a sort of...
Now, Gobar does that awfully well.
Yeah, that's what gives that a project to old Scallop.
That's what I'm saying, that thank God Nixon's going instead of our fuzzy-headed liberal bill here.
I must say that Gobar is very... So on the bestseller, thinking some of the RN folks read this bestseller list, I'm not limiting it to Techcrunch, you know. I think those are just total witness. I think that any book that we think is about somewhat positive, let's try to get some Nixon books in that list. I think we just got an awful great number of people, you know, who had this question.
That one is, you know, I think it's got to be the name of the other. The most of the others won't be out for that.
You can't do everything,
but we can absolutely. We can shift from that one to the next one.
Sure. After I go ahead. Go to who else have we got? We've got Warren, we got Alan Drury. That should be rather easy to push.
Well, yeah, it's already got a good point with the book. Sure. It's got the literary guild, so it's going to be.
And you've got
Jeff Marks is the one I think we may want to do the most pushing on. It. I haven't seen it, but
Coleridge
says that's the best one ever written. And if it really is,
and let's give it a hell of a ride. Make it sort of a campaign book. You want to really what's the name of his?
His theme is the amazing comeback. I don't know what the title is.
Down in Nashville, down in Montreal.
That's a lot of the positive books that make you come.
Oh, absolutely.
There's just very few ranges in that version of your book. So you're on the negative. Wow. Go as a purely selfish thing, but doesn't need to be put through.
They don't just think it's selfish, but it is.
That's right. Maybe some more people on the Russian trip talk, but I don't think you're gonna wanna take a lot more. You just don't, you don't have room in the airplane to put a lot more. You don't have room in the, they get there and they wanna be in the meetings. They wanna have, you know, what do they do? So then we have to set up sightseeing tours for them or something. Hell of a pile of travel around this country, like just having a couple cabin officers in tow or anything.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Just,
well, for example, Bob is understanding is getting off the airplane.
That's right.
Come off that. Or having introduced to the people.
Let me have to shove them up to the platform. Then you start the motorcade and they never get in their cars. It's goddamn wrong. They waited every motorcade in Michigan, you know, in Detroit. You know, we had to, when you came out of the economic club, you remember you sat in the car for about 5 minutes out in the ramp. Why? Couldn't get Romney out of the crowd. And Peterson. They just, they're lost causes, you know, they don't know how to work. You put an advanced man on and they won't move. Except you lose the people around the country. You had that problem with the guys in Russia before. Take care of them, we're going to go over to the home. Say to their wives that they're going in, their kids. So,
crap, stay for some. Throw the major. It's the general feeling is that we're doing the right, going now. How's the feeling in general?
Yeah, very much so.
Sort of a...
You may have all this stuff after.
There's a wheel. We all have to bend a little. How you like that? It's great for somebody, isn't it?
That's what I'm just getting for one.
He's great at it.
He's great at
it. You know,
we've always had it.
Here's somebody that he could write for, though, that was a little
more playful. I think that's it.
Yeah.
So he's always got one of them.